Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, and good morning, and great morning to you, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, I know there's been some technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, so we're not sure if we're on air or not, but we will go on as if we are. Well, I am thoroughly excited. Not just because it is Friday, but because it is another day. And so we absolutely thank God for waking us up this day. Another opportunity to get it right, to do what He's told us. Another opportunity to bring our dreams into fruition. It is just absolutely amazing. Another day to see His glory and His grace. So we just thank you for tuning in, for going back to the archives and joining us. Oh my goodness, we're just having an awesome, awesome, wonderful time this morning. And today, All About Entrepreneurs, you know, we are here to support and to help and to guide our entrepreneurs in a successful business journey, you know, being in business for yourself, being an entrepreneur, it can be a very lonely road. And so we here at All About Entrepreneurs, we want to be that support for you. We want to help make the journey not lonely. We want you to be able to count on us. And we're here every morning at 7 a.m. to pump you up, to motivate you, to empower you. We want you to meet us here. Yeah, meet, motivate, empower, engage, and train. We want you to meet us right here at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. But we have some exciting events coming up. Oh my goodness, we got the Release Your Power party now. You know, I'm telling you, talk about a cat having nine lives. So Release Your Power, it started as just a book. That's it, just a book. We went from book to workbook to workshop to seminar. We've done a Release Your Power awards luncheon. We've held Release Your Power conferences. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Where will we go next? Now we have the Release Your Power party. Starting in May, we've got the Release Your Power online book study. For those of you who want to study the book, study the 8 strategies of the book, I'm telling you, it has just been amazing. And so I just mentioned that because All About Entrepreneurs, we want to help you do the same as well. I've launched the first Release Your Power party will be held at my home. So I want you to get in touch with me if you want. I have, as of last night, I had 7 slots left. So definitely contact me if you want one of those 7 slots. I wanted to talk to you today about leadership and entrepreneurship. And I'm going to go over with you some things that as a leader I put on Facebook. I talked about, I said I was going to give you four healthy tactics of being a leader and an entrepreneur. These are four things that as a leader and an entrepreneur you want to do. To stay healthy. Now, yesterday I gave you three things yesterday, three skills that every entrepreneur needed to have. So if you tune back into the archives, you can hear what those skills are. Now, today I want to give you four healthy tactics that every leader and entrepreneur has to do. If you are an entrepreneur, you are instantaneously a leader. Now, not all leaders may consider themselves entrepreneurs. However, any leader, in order for you to be a leader, you must have the basic entrepreneurial code, the entrepreneurial traits. Okay? So, definitely, you have both go hand in hand. Leadership, entrepreneurship. They work together. Now, let me give you some healthy tips. The first tactic, the first one is that as a leader, if you want to really be healthy, you know, they say that happy people are healthy people. You know, even the doctors say that. When you go to the doctor and you have a negative, unhappy countenance, you know, the doctor is going to try to encourage you to come out of that for your own health, for your own good. So as leaders and entrepreneurs, we need our health if we want to run our business, if we want to be around a while to run our businesses day to day. The toll that a business operation can take on your life, it would behoove you, okay, to be as healthy as possible. So one of the ways, the first tactic I want to give you is the tactic of optimism. Okay, you want to be optimistic. You want to be able to look at the bright side. You want to be able to look for solutions, not just focus on problems. You want to feel good about yourself, your staff, your business. I got these four healthy tactics from a research that a Dr. Leonard Poon of the University of Georgia wrote. He did a study, and he revealed these four tactics that I'm giving you for health. Now, I call them tactics. And you can find them listed, I'm sure, on the internet. I found them in a textbook that we used during my coaching class entitled Leadership from the Inside Out by Kevin Cashman. Becoming a leader for life. Becoming a leader for life. So you're not just a leader for one part of your career. You're a leader for life. And so one of the things, the first one is optimism. Now I will be offering my coaching class at some time in the near future. Please follow up with me if you would like to take a coaching session, a coaching class with Coach LaLisa. And the second tactic of health that you really want to focus on is the one that deals with how involved are you with things that are going on in your life, different activities, you keep yourself busy. You know, you're not just sitting back allowing life to pass you by. Well, this second tactic is called engagement. Engagement. And right now, that is truly a buzzword everywhere, not just in some places, everywhere. At work, at home, in the schoolhouse, in the community. It's important to be engaged. You want your children engaged in life. You know, every time I think about a disengaged child, I can't help but to come up with that Adam Lanza or even these bombers up here in Boston. That's what happens to some people when they're not engaged in life and in the good things of life. So engagement works for home, it works for work, it works for your church members, you know, it works for the schools. The schools are desperate to get students engaged in their learning. Engaged means you're taking part, you're active, you're involved. In other words, the short of it is that you're doing something. You're actively, you're not just observing, you're not just showing up and watching. You're actually getting involved, helping to make it happen. Therefore, your business is going to be much more successful. And as you're engaged, and as you learn about engagement, you see, this goes back to one of those skills I talked about yesterday, the whole self-development piece. If you work on your own engagement, you'll be able to teach that to everyone around you, including your staff. Therefore, you'll have a more engaged staff. But if you're not engaged, don't expect your people to be engaged either. Just doesn't work that way. Now, next, in terms of health, and this study that Dr. Poon did, he studied these people who were 100 years old, and they were very productive people. And he studied them, and this is what he came up with. Now, he also found that in order to be healthy as leaders, we need to be mobile. Got to keep your body moving. Take an aerobics class, a spinning class, a boxing class, row your boat, whatever. You remember that song? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Well, life is a dream. I found out that that song was not a good song probably to have little children singing. But life is a dream, and we're excited. And we're excited about life. But being mobile, you want to get up, go jogging, go swimming, go play golf, play tennis, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, roller skating. Wow, there's so many things you can do to keep yourself mobile. Sitting sedentary, just sitting watching television, just sitting looking at a bunch of numbers, just sitting reading books. You got to get up and move. Thank God for, and this is the time where we really want to promote the headset situation. Get you some headsets, get you some iPods, plug in, release your power on your headsets, get motivated as you're jogging, running, cycling, whatever you're doing, but get moving, get up. If you just tuned into the show, this is Coach Lalisa. I'd like to welcome you to the All About Entrepreneurs, and we are talking about 4 healthy tactics for leaders and entrepreneurs. We want you healthy. We want you strong. We want you to be able to stay in the game as long as you want to be here. If you don't want it, if you want out, we won't try to hold you. But as long as you want to be in the game, we want to help you. That's what we're here for each and every morning at 7 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. Now, we have so many events coming up, so please follow us. We have several Facebook outreach pages. We have an actual page. There's a group on Blog Talk Radio for All About Entrepreneurs. You are welcome to go to that group, post any comments, questions that you have that you would like for me to address right here on the show. If you would like to be a guest on All About Entrepreneurs, and we do have several guests coming to the show in the very near future. I got lined up to come, Raphael Gordon. I believe the young lady from Arizona is coming back her name escapes me right for the moment, but I believe she's definitely coming back to the broadcast, and many others are coming. But if you would like to be a guest, you can always inbox me on Facebook at facebook.com/CoachLilLisa. Now, I have several pages, so if you just put my name in, Lil Lisa, you may come up with the page that I don't often check the inbox on those pages very often. But if you go to Coach Lil Lisa, there I check that every day, all day. Also, you can go to our website, www.release-your-power.com. If you would like to find out more about the Release Your Power events, but you can also inbox me or send me a message or sign our mailing list from there as well. So I tell you, it's just a lot going on, and we're excited. We are excited. Well, I am available for all types of speaking engagements. So please, if you need a speaker, a trainer, workshop leader, someone to keynote your conference, or if you need someone to do a retreat, I am available. I'm available. If you would like to host a Release Your Power party, host a Release Your Power party, or find out about it, please inbox me on Facebook. Now, for the fourth and the final healthy tactic for leaders and entrepreneurs, and this is one of my favorites. It's my favorite. This next one has really helped me. It can work anywhere almost. And as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as an employee, as a staff member, as a student, boy, this next one can really, really help you. And it can really help you to live longer as well. But it can help your health. It can help your health. No matter how long you live, you want to be in good health. I don't care if you live a day. That one day, you want it to be a healthy day, right? So these four tactics that I'm giving you is to help you be healthy. Now, if you happen to live long, that's a byproduct, then wonderful and absolutely amazing. But it's important that as long as you live, that you live it in good health. He said, I would that you would be, that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Good health. And so this last one is my favorite, adaptability. That you're able to adapt to loss. Adaptability to loss. And, you know, certainly you can see why that would be, according to Dr. Poon, that would be a very important one, especially for people as you get older. But nowadays, we have loss every day, young people, all kinds of loss. We had the tragedies of all everywhere. I can't even name one place because everywhere there's been bombings and shootings that just didn't make sense. You have to say, wow, that's crazy, yes? Yes, yes, yes. And so adaptability to loss, as an entrepreneur, as a leader, you have to lose some things. You have to be able to adapt. Sometimes you lose policies. Policies change, new ones come, old ones go. That's considered a loss. Sometimes your employees, they come, they go, even your favorites. Even the favorite supplier that you had packed up and moved or changed their structure where you can no longer use them. But you have to, and then absolutely the loss of people, people's lives in terms of, but yes, you must be adaptable. So that adaptability will definitely, according to Dr. Poon and to Poon and Dr. Kevin Cashman, you must be able to adapt to and accept change and loss. You know, some of you who know, who have already have the book Release Your Power, every time I hear the word change, I have to go back to that book. That's the first chapter that I talk about in that book. It's just change. Choosing to change. You know, that's how do you accept change? And what I'm saying in the book, in my book, Release Your Power, is that the best way to manage change is to choose to change. Because change is going to come anyway, whether you like it or not. So why not make a change on your own, which is also the premise behind this whole self-development notion. And if you are developing, that right there denotes change. So you can't develop without change. It's not possible. Because at first I kept wondering, you know, why did I make that the first chapter? That's what I was wondering. And then when God finally revealed to me that this is a self-development book, because I didn't know when I first wrote the book, I didn't know what the book was. I just wrote it. He told me to write it, and I wrote it. He gave me the topics, and he ordered them. You could tell I didn't order them. I didn't even know what they were. And I kept wondering, why is change the first chapter? And then now he's revealing to me that because in order for it to be a true self, in order for you to engage, you, the employee, the leader, the entrepreneur, the mother, the father, the son, the daughter, who the preacher, the prophet, the teacher, whoever you are, in order for you, the man, the woman, in order for you to engage in true self-development, you must first be willing to change. I mean, even for those believers, you know that he says you must be born again. That's change. It's the first thing you got to do before you do anything else. Before you change your thinking, before he changes your heart, before all these other things, you must be born again. And so the book, keep it in line with that. Yes, you must first change before you can develop into that better person, that better spouse, that better employee, that better entrepreneur, that better leader. You have to change no matter what. Even if you might already be your best, then you have to go to being great. You may already be great, then you have to begin to, after great, people always wonder, well, what's next? What do I do after I become great? Isn't there a point that where I'm going to get so self-actualized and so motivated that then what? And I told them the next step after that, the very next step, if you haven't already started doing it, the very next step is now you're charged with, and now your assignment is to go build others. So stop whatever you're doing, and now you get on a journey. Now your life assignment becomes, now it's your job to build up others. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. Or the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We need more laborers in the vineyard going out to build up others. Just imagine if somebody could have built up those two individuals who put bombs in Boston. What if somebody could have built up Adam Lanza? You got to think of it like that. I know it sounds a bit morbid, but that's how you have to consider your life. If once you get to that level where you feel that, okay, I've reached the top of my potential, the top of my greatness, the top of my level of motivation, empowerment, engagement, then what? Then what? Now you become the person that then goes out to build up others. So first you work on you, and then you work on them. So first you work on you, and then you work on others. It's like a mechanic. The mechanic's car is running well, but now they're out there helping everybody else's car to run well. Same thing with a doctor. Hopefully the doctor's her own body is running well, and now she's also out there helping others to become healthy and fit. So that's what, and same thing with me. Now I'm self-developed, so now I'm out there helping everyone else self-develop. That's, I don't have a choice. There's nothing else I can do but to do what I'm doing. So that's what I do, and I absolutely love what I do. So if you know anyone who is in need of self-development, that's everyone, basically, because either we are developing ourselves, and even developing ourselves, we only, you know, think we get to the top. You know, it's like, it looks like you're at the top, but you're really not. And there's always room to grow. There's always, every last single one of us will keep growing as long as we're here on this earth, on this side of heaven, as we say. You will keep growing. Don't worry. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about getting to the top, like as if you're going to get somewhere and be done. Don't focus on that. There's no destination. It's only a journey. That's it. There's no destination. There's nowhere you're going to get to. You're going to just keep going. You know, now I get that. My sister's telling me that all the time. The journey is the destination. And it sounds good and nice, has a little ring to it. But I was wondering, what exactly does that mean? Now I get it. I'm just now saying it. Wow. There is no destination. You'll never get to the end. You will only keep going. Now, what direction you're going in is that will be decided with every decision and choice you make in life. You're deciding in which direction you go, but there's no destination. There's only a journey. And which journey are you on? Are you on a positive, life fulfillment, happy journey? Or are you on a miserable, destructive journey? But it's just a journey. That's all. It's a journey and a test. And guess what? You decide what direction you go. And depending on what direction, you know, the tests come at you and how you respond on the tests is like my students. Some are well prepared. Unfortunately, their wishes don't help them much with the test, and neither will yours. So, you prepare, you relax, and you get busy. You get mobile, you get going. So we're excited to talk to you about for leaders and entrepreneurs so that you can remain healthy and in balance, as Kevin Catchman says in his book, Leadership from the Inside Out. And we're going to be talking about more leadership and entrepreneurial things right here on All About Entrepreneurs, but we're almost out of time. Thank you for tuning in. We were having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, so we do apologize if someone was trying to get into the chat room this morning and could not get there. We are hoping that they resolve the issue fairly quickly. Also, just don't forget, if you are a woman leader and entrepreneur and you would like to join with our membership international association, we encourage you to do that. You can go to our website, WLEIassociation.wildapricot, like the fruit, .org. And you can go there, you can find out about the membership levels. Right now we are running our introductory special for the remainder of the year for just $20. After December the 31st, 2013, the $20 introductory membership will go away and members will have to pay at a slightly higher rate in order to join with us. So we absolutely thank you for tuning in to the All About Entrepreneurs radio show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Coach Lalisa. Also, you can connect with us on LinkedIn as well. LinkedIn, you will have to go to Lilisa Williams. I use my professional name on LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn is a professional website for businesses, for companies who are, you know, looking to connect with individuals to possibly look for new hires. As a matter of fact, Facebook and LinkedIn are the number two sites that employers use if they want to hire people. But we are excited about everything that's about to happen. Hopefully we'll see somebody this weekend at one of the prayer breakfasts or wherever we may go. Maybe we'll see you on Sunday. You never know. But have a great and wonderful weekend, no matter what you do. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Coach Lilisa, and we'll see you back on Monday morning. God say so. We'll be back at the same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, invite a friend next time. The show is going to be awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. Because it is all about entrepreneurs. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.